You would also have certain, or do you have certain containers that you would store meal and flour in?
Yes, back when I was growing up, in their cabinet, the kitchen cabinet they call it, they had particular drawers that were larger than the others, and we refer to it as the flour bin, or the meal bin, that the flour and meal were kept in.
Now, a real large round container that this stuff might be shipped in.
Well, it would be a barrel or a drum.
A thing that you might use to pour a liquid from one container to another container without spilling any of it. You'd stick part of it down into the container you're pouring into.
You're referring to a funnel that would put into it to, it was wider at the top and small at the bottom, would refer to it as a funnel.
The various taps, small containers that you would carry, say a small item in, say you want to get a dozen eggs or a couple of pounds of sugar, what kind of container would you use?
Well, most commonly back when I was growing up, would be a basket. Maybe they take a basket to the store.
And now they would use what?
Well, now they might use to get groceries in. I don't know. Probably a bag, shopping bag, or a,
what would it be made out of?
Most of them are made out of, I'd say, paper now. Probably could be made out of different things, but the most common ones that we would get would be a paper bag, paper shopping bag.
Say you were going out in the field to pick up some walnuts, and you carried a.
Well, we would take a generally refer to it as a sack or a bag. Most commonly, we'd say it was a, take a sack.
What do they make these sacks of?
Well, they were made out of some kind of a cloth or fibrous material, a coarse sack. It might be referred to as a grass sack or a tow sack.
Taking corn to the meal, to have it ground, the quantity of corn that you took.
Well, we would say they'd take a grass of corn. I don't know how much is a grass, whether that is a measure or not, but they would take a grass of corn to the mill.
How did you pay the miller for grinding the corn?
Well, he had a container, and they called it a toll. And he'd take out in proportion to what the amount that you took. I mean, the more that that you would take to the mill, the more, of course, he would take out for his toll.
The fixture in the ceiling that gives light, when you flip the switch over, what do you call it?
Well, we didn't refer to it as the maybe the light fixture. It could be maybe different kinds.
The thing that screws into the socket.
Well, that would be a bulb, a light bulb.
In the generally in a bedroom or a utility room, you might have a container where you would put clothing for waiting to be washed.
A clothes hamper, or some might refer to it as a clothes basket.
And what would you order? Several nails, and what are nails usually shipped in?
Well, back at the time that I was growing up, we'd refer to it as a keg, a nail keg, or a keg of nails.
Now, the metal things that keeps a barrel together, keeps the staves from falling down.
Would they be hoops?
How about the things that go in a bottle, the top of a bottle, to keep it from spilling?
We would say a stopper, or sometimes it might be referred to as a cork. Of course, it could be made out of cork, but nevertheless, whatever it was made of, we'd say they put the cork in the bottle, or the stopper in the bottle.
How about a musical instrument that you would hold in both hands, and or one hand, and blow into?
Well, we knew them as a French harp. Of course, the real name would be a harmonica, I believe, but it's commonly known as a French harp when I was growing up. And about all boys, that was they carried a French harp